Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, we have the latest on a hijacked train in Pakistan. Then later, hope rises for refugee kids in the Middle East. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where on Tuesday, militants from the Baloch Liberation Army hijacked a passenger train carrying over 400 people. The armed insurgents stopped the train and took control in a violent standoff with security forces. Pakistan's military says they've now freed the hostages, but 21 passengers were killed, along with four soldiers and 33 hijackers. However, as of yesterday, the BLA claims it still holds over 100 hostages. Nehemiah with FMI says this attack highlights growing extremism in the country. According to the new Global Terrorism Index 2025,
Pakistan is now ranked as the second most terrorism-affected country in the world, right after Burkina Faso and before Syria. Alarmingly, terrorism-related deaths in Pakistan rose by 45% in 2024 alone.
Rising extremism makes life more dangerous for Pakistani believers and other religious minorities who already face persecution.
It's a fearful situation when these partners go in these areas and try to share the word of God. You never know who is your enemy and who is your friend, especially in a hostile situation where terrorists are everywhere.
Pakistani Christians are praying for terrorists to come to know Jesus. Would you join us in praying with them? Next, on March 4th, the U.S. redesignated Ansarullah as a foreign terrorist organization. Also known as the Houthis, they're one of several players in civil war-torn Yemen along with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Isabel is a Christian serving with some nonprofit organizations that meet humanitarian needs in Yemen. She says disruptions are part of daily life for their partners.
It's prohibited people from being able to travel deep into certain parts of the territory and constrained movement to areas that aren't controlled by Houthi rebels.
Yet no policy from international powers can change the heart of someone caught up in radical Islamic ideology. Isabel glimpsed that at a recent meeting where one Yemeni brother said,
"If you had told me I'd be sitting around this table with brothers from my country who were part of different political factions, plus an American, I would never have believed you. But only through the grace of God and through our shared love of Jesus could we be here together today."
Yemen is number 3 on the World Watch list from Open Doors. Pray for secret believers dealing with divisiveness, danger, and opposition.
Just continue to pray that people would be open to hearing a new message and open to building peace together in their country through Jesus.
And finally,
"And I turned a corner on this dirt path, and in between these tents, Samuel's sitting in the dirt with four other children around him playing teacher and teaching these kids what he learned in class. It wasn't math class, it was not English, but he was teaching them the story of David."
That's Tom Adama talking about a student in one of Heart for Lebanon's educational programs. That ministry is currently educating just under 2,000 students in the country, many of whom are Syrian refugees between the ages of 5 and 13.
You can mold that mind very appropriately in one of two directions, for good or for evil. And we bend it for good, so the radical groups don't bend it for evil.
Courses include science, math, Arabic, English, and most importantly, biblical character development. Adama says the biblical training is a seed for spiritual growth and gospel spread.
"Most of these kids, I would say, are the best, some of the best ambassadors for Jesus Christ, because they're winning mom, and if they have a dad at home, dad's and their family to Christ."
Heart for Lebanon's looking for another 275 prayer partners this year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.